Hi, welcome to VSchool once again. We are on Chapter 7 of Introduction to Insurance and Risk Management. We are going in a very systematic manner. We covered the evolution, the basic concepts and principles, then the insurance business environment, then we saw the risk management, then we saw the insurance documentation. In the previous chapter, we covered underwriting also, and now we are perfectly set to design different types of insurance products. In this chapter, we are going to understand the different types of life insurance products, and we are also going to cover different types of non-life insurance product in the subsequent chapters. Within life insurance products, we will have the general products that are issued in this chapter. We will be discussing about the special type of life insurance products in the next chapter. So, Chapter 7 is on various types of life insurance products. The objective of this chapter is to understand various types of insurance products that are offered by insurance companies in the modern times. When I talk about modern times, it means all the refinement that has been made right from the evolution to the current needs of the prospects and the policy holders. We have seen the importance of insurance. It is not only for the individual, it is not only for the business, but it is for the growth of economy. And that is what insurance products are designed to meet the present times. Let us understand some basic information about why such products are required. Insurance market growth and development are measured in terms of insurance penetration and insurance density. So this insurance penetration and insurance density will decide what type of insurance markets are developed in a particular economy. Let us first understand the meaning of these two terms. When we talk of insurance penetration, it is in terms of GDP. When we talk about insurance density, it is in terms of population. If you have to define what insurance penetration is, it simply means the percentage of insurance premium with relation to the gross domestic product. When we talk about insurance density, it means the ratio of premium to the population. We have seen in the previous chapters that insurance penetration and density is on the rise, but the point over here is it is not went to that level which would be sufficient and adequate for a stable economy. The rise is not substantial, and hence there is more potential to increase the penetration, to increase the insurance density. And for that reason, we have to be very creative. We have to be very innovative in designing more and more types of life insurance products. Now let us look at what is the current scenario. Wide range of insurance products are already provided by public sector insurance companies, private sector insurance companies, standalone insurance companies, as well as the specialized insurers. In this market, currently based on the IRDA numbers of 2019-20, LIC has the largest market share than the private sector insurers in the financial year. The government is also putting all sorts of efforts to increase the insurance penetration, especially in the lower income groups. Example, the Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Jyoti Yojana, the Pradhan Mantri Suraksha Bima Yojana has become a big, big boon for the common people, most especially for getting insured at a very lower premium, at the same time get adequate benefits out of it. So in terms of market, LIC has the largest market share, and private sectors are also having good share in terms of the distribution networks they are having. At the same time, government is also encouraging the growth of insurance sector. In this chapter, we are going to understand the basic types of insurance products so that when we look at any product offered by an insurer, we will be able to figure out as to its features, benefits, and advantage. So getting to know the basic insurance product will be the main objective of this chapter. Getting to know the special type of insurance product will be the main objective of the next chapter. So now let us understand the different types of insurance products in this chapter, and we can classify these products based on certain categories, based on certain criteria. Let us see the different types of products. Number one, on duration of policy. In this, the term insurance, the whole insurance, the endowment insurance, the survival policy insurance comes into this category. In terms of the method of payment, premium, we have single premium policy, level premium policy, and based on whether it's a variable premium or not, that will come into this type of insurance category. The third category is participation in profit. In the previous chapter, we saw bonus is issued by insurance company to the policy holders in case of participation in profit. So with profit or participation policies, enables the policy holders to get bonus. However, without profit or non-profit policies could also be issued. Type of policy on the basis of number of lives covered. We have single life policy, we have multiple life policy, we have joint life policy, as well as life's last survivorship policy. In terms of method of payment of claim, we have lump sum policy, we have installment or even annuities policies. And the final one, the non-conventional policy, which is the creative insurance product of the present times, which can be a hybrid of the traditional as well as modern. It can be more on the investment factor rather than the mortality factor. So policy designed mainly to meet the investment objectives comes under the non-conventional policies. We have yet another two types of policies. One is the insurance based on the various stages of life. For example, child plan, investment plan for unmarried individuals, investment plan for unmarried individual, pension plans for retired people, protection plans for married couple. So based on that, we can have different types of policies for different categories. In this child plan, we can have a special features wherein even if the parent expires, the policy continues because we get a deferment waiver of the premiums that are paid. We have insurance investment plans for both married individuals as well as unmarried individuals, which take care of the financial plans of both at their particular life stages. And likewise, people who are about to retire, people who have already retired, married couples who have younger children, married couples who have older children. So likewise, different types of insurance policies can be designed in this category. Insurance policies based on protection needs can also be designed in this category: protection of income, medical needs, needs of dependents, protection of assets, family maintenance, etc. can also come into such categories. Next, we move to the very first important type of insurance policy. These are the term plans. In a term plan, the insurer promises to pay the sum insured to the insured's nominee. Means after the death of the policyholder, the sum assured becomes payable to the insured's nominee. If the insured expires, this type of policy is very much important for the nominee to get the sum assured based on the policy which has been bought by this deceased policy holder. However, if the insured survives for the entire term of the plan, then the insurer will have no liability to pay. So this is a specific term policy in which the benefits are provided to the nominee rather than to the surviving policy holder. Term plans are offered for a certain term. It can be 5 years, it can be 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 25, 30 years, or any other term chosen by the insured and agreed by the insurer. Term plan is one of the simplest form and one of the cheapest policy holder can buy, because this is specifically related with the benefits for the nominee after the expiry of the insured, and hence this is one of the cheapest plan that is available for the policy holder to provide protection for his near and dear ones. There can be various types of term insurance plans. It can be pure term plan, it can be return of premium plan, it can be decreasing plan, it can be increasing plan, it can be convertible plan, as well as it can be renewal plan. Let us see one by one what these different flavors of term plan means. In case of a pure term plan, the insured's nominee gets the sum assured after the death of the insured, which simply means if the insured survives during the term, insurer is not liable to pay any claim to the insured, because that is the basis of this term plan. Pure term plans are cheaper than other insurance products. Let us look at another type of term plan, which is return of premium plan. In return of premium plan, insured gets some part of the entire part, some part or entire part of the premium paid at the end of the term. In case of untimely death of the insured during the term, the nominee is also entitled to the claim of the sum assured, and this plan is a bit expensive than the pure term plan because it amounts to payment of premium either part or full as per the terms of the policy. Next, we are having two different types of plans. One is decreasing plan and one is increasing plan. What do you mean by decreasing plan? In this plan, the sum assured decreases every year. The premium on these plans are based on the decreasing sum assured and hence the lower every year. As the amount gets lower and lower, the premium also gets lower and lower. In case of mortgage plan, the amount of premium gets added to the total debt liability, which is paid by the borrower through an increased EMI. Especially when you have taken a loan, when you pay the installments, automatically the amount will also get lower and lower, and based on that, the premium will also get lower and lower. In case of an increasing plan, the amount covers also increases every year, and hence the premium also increases every year. This is exactly opposite to the decreasing plan. Now let us look at a convertible plan. This is a hybrid. This is a hybrid means it involves two different combinations. The plan combines the benefits of a term plan as well as a saving plan. When we talk in terms of benefits of a term plan, initially the insured buys a term plan which gets converted into investment, and based on the time of conversion, the premium also changes from the term plan premium to the investment plan premium. The final plan in this category is a renewal plan. This plan enables the policyholder to renew the term policy at the expiry of the term without additional period medical examination. So this is a beautiful plan for those whose health may deteriorate in the future, and even then they may not have to go through the medical. So the plan enables the policyholder to renew the term policy at the expiry of the term without any additional period medical examination. The premium may change according to the age attained at the time of renewal. This policy is suitable for those whose health is deteriorating and will be uninsurable at an advanced stage because of that deteriorating health. Now, after term plan, we look into a next important aspect of insurance plan, which is the endowment plan. So as we saw in term plan, the benefits are for the nominee. The insured, if he survives for the life, for the term of the plan, he doesn't get anything. However, those who want the benefit of both, the debt as well as the survival plan. So this plan is very suitable for such policy holders. Some insured may want to have periodic payouts also, as well as they want the insurer pay the nominee in case of their death or untimely death. So in such cases, the endowment plan is the plan which the insured should go for. In such cases, the endowment assurance plan are best, as they cover the term assurance plan, that is the nominee gets the sum assured on untimely death of the insured, as well as the pure endowment plan, in which the insured also gets periodical payment from insurer during the term and during his survival. So the periodic payment can also come at the end of the term. So the beauty of the endowment plan, it's a combination of term assurance plan as well as pure endowment plan, wherein the insured survival requirements comes in the form of periodic payment, as well as in case of his untimely death, the care about the nominee also comes by making the claim payment to the nominee. So both these goals are achieved by the insured in case of an endowment plan. Endowment assurance plans can come in different flavors, such as double endowment, joint life, fixed return or fixed term marriage endowment, educational entry plan, the triple benefit plan, the mortgage redemption assurance plan, etc. An endowment plan allows the policyholder to also add riders for critical illness. So in addition to the insurance plan, we can also get the benefits of getting claims in case of critical illness, for any major surgical assistance, etc. So riders addition is also possible in case of an endowment plan. Now let us look at each of these endowment plans one by one. The first is the pure endowment plan. Unlike the pure term plan, in pure endowment plan, the insurer promises to pay the insured in the form of periodic payments during the term of the plan. So survival benefits are possible if the insured survives. However, if the insured dies during the term, the insurer will not have any liability to pay. This policy is more like an investment scheme where the insurer gets returns on his premium, and it can be useful for people who live a longer life. Next, we look at the endowment assurance plan. Endowment assurance plan are best, as they cover Both the term assurance plan, wherein the nominee gets the sum assured on untimely death of the insured, as well as the pure endowment plan, wherein insured gets a periodical payment from the insurer during the term or at the end of the term. So both goals are achieved in case of an endowment assurance plan. This policy serves the purpose of family protection as well as the investment. Family protection in the form of the nominee getting the claim settled in case of the death of the insured, and investment goals in the form of periodic payments to the insured during his survival period. The term of the policy is specified, and the sum assured is payable either on the life's assured death during the period or on his survival to the end of the period. So that is how the protection provided to the family as well as fulfillment of investment goals of the insured happens in case of an endowment assurance plan. The insurer has an option to pay the premium throughout the term or a limited period. So based on whatever the requirements, the policyholder can decide whether he needs to pay the premium throughout the term or for a limited period only. Now let us look at the participating and non-participating policies. Insurer invests the premium collected from the insured and makes some profit. That is what we have seen. That is also mandatory as per the Insurance Act 1938. However, this profit can be distributed along with the policyholders who opt for participating for profit policies. Participating insurance policies enables the insured to receive a part of profit distributed by the insurer. Such plans are called as with profit plans, and the best example are the endowment plans. However, if the insurer opts for non-participating policies, then he won't be able to receive a part of the profit and get the profit distribution from the insurer. Such plans are called as without profit plans and pure term plans. Now let us look at another type of insurance plan, which we call it as a joint life endowment policy. A joint life endowment policy is specially suitable for those who want more than one life insured under a single policy. The best example can be in case of a partners of a firm, a couple who want either of them covered under such type of policy. If either of the insured dies, then the insurer will pay the sum assured to the other surviving insured. The sum assured can also be payable on the expiry of the term. So based on the terms agreed between the insured and the policyholder, the payouts can be arranged accordingly. Let us look at another type of policy, which is double endowment policy. The basic sum assured is paid on death. However, the main point over here is if the life assured survives to the end of the term, he gets double the sum assured for under this policy. Premiums are quoted according to the endowment period, irrespective of the age at the entry. The next type of plan is the education annuity plan. This is suitable for those who want to make a provision for education of children, as sum assured is payable in equal installments over a period of time. So the education needs of the children can be taken care of by this education annuity plan. The premium payment ceases after the death of the insured. So this is one of the main benefits. The child will not be left helpless, as he won't be able to pay the premium after the death of his parent. The best part of it is because of the premium waiver benefit, premium payment ceases after the death of the insured. Insured can also opt for additional riders like critical illness benefit as well as the term benefit riders under the education annuity plan. Progressive protection plan with profits provides additional insurance benefits for additional responsibilities. This is specifically for the first class lives. Hence, this type of policies are suitable for such categories of lives. We have a next important policy plan, which is the mortgage redemption assurance policy. The mortgage redemption assurance policy without profits plan helps the insured to pay out of his loans and debts automatically. So just like the children plan is suitable for children, mortgage redemption assurance policy is specifically suitable for the borrowers, and outstanding loans are paid by insurer on death of the insured. So the near and dear ones don't have to worry about the payment after the death of the insured. Automatically the insurance company will pay out the loans and debts that are actually included in the insurance policy. Next, you have children deferment and endowment assurance plan. A parent or a guardian or a near relative also of the child can take the insurance policy on the life of the child, under which the premium is paid by the proposer during the first few years. So till the child gets his livelihood established, the first few years the payment is done by the parent, guardian or the relative. However, after then, that period that is agreed, the life assured can pay the premium. This endowment plan allows the payment of lower premium period, since the premium period is significantly more, and insured can decide the period of commencement of the policy. So just because of a smart initiative by the parent or the guardian or even the relative, the policy premium is at a lower level, since it is taken at a younger age and it is spread out for a longer period of time. So a good wise parent can plan about such policy. Next, we come to the money back plan. Here again, there are periodic payouts to take care of periodic requirements. Money back plan is an endowment plan. It covers the term assurance plan. The nominee gets the assured sum on untimely death of the insured, as well as periodic term plan, periodic payment in the form of periodic endowment plan. Insured gets periodic payment from the insurer during the term or at the end of the term. However, in money back plans, the policyholder gets periodic payments during the term of the policy. You can plan this periodic payment based on the purpose, like it can be for the school education of the child, it can be for higher studies of the child, it can be for marriage or for any other purpose. Based on that, you can time your policy and get the periodic payment during that period. Periodic payments are intended for specific needs of the insured, like children education, marriage, tours, etc. If the insured dies during the term period, then his nominee gets the sum assured. So that is the beauty of getting the sum assured to the nominee, as well as getting the periodical payments based on the intention of the policyholders. Now we turn to the whole life policy. Whole life policy keeps the policy alive for the entire life of the insured rather than for a specific term. In case of untimely death of the insured, the nominee gets the sum assured as well as other benefits of the policy. The insured can make the partial withdrawal for emergency and also take loans against the policy. So this is a multi-purpose policy which stays alive for the entire life of the insured. Next, we have the survivorship plans. In survivorship plans, this type of plans are specially suitable for insuring two lives under one insurance policy. In case of death of the insured life, the other specific surviving person is paid the sum. However, if the another specific person dies who is not insured, then the first insurer may not get any claim amount. So this is specifically policy meant for insuring two lives, but in case of death of the insured, only then the survivor gets the benefit, and it is not the other way around. Now let us move to the single premium policy. The single premium policy is more suitable for those persons who have unpredictable, uneven and seasonal income stream and have a lump sum amount. So they, instead of worrying about whether they would have premium payment capability in the future, if they have a lump sum amount, they can simply pay it now and don't have to worry about the cash flows that may or may not be generated in the future. Single premium policy allows the insured to make a one-time provision of safety for his near and dear ones and avoid the periodical payment. The insured also has an advantage of selecting professionally managed equity, debt, as well as other market investments. The insurer has the advantage of receiving all the premiums, so both benefit. Insurer benefits because it has a lump sum amount. The insured benefits because such premium could be invested into professionally managed equity, debt, and other market investments, which can fetch him a slightly higher return than the traditional plans. Next, we have the level premium policy. Generally, premium is lower at a younger age and higher at the older age. However, when we talk in terms of level premium, both these risks are averaged out. Level premium is said to cover the lower risk at the younger age as well as the higher risk at the older age. It's an average of premium at a younger age and higher age. So whatever the premium that is paid stays constant throughout the policy, because that is how the premium is actually computed, so that the policyholder doesn't have to pay a lower premium at a younger age and a higher premium at the older age. Now we have a next type of classification of policies based on certain parameters. The first one is policies according to the number of persons insured. Every person requires insurance. When it comes to more than one person staying together, like a family, then the insured should make a careful decision on the number of persons insured. A single policy on two names will cover two lives separately. However, a joint policy will cover only one sum assured. So based on the requirement of the insured, this careful planning has to be done, whether you require separate policy or one policy. So that purely depends upon what the insured wants. Next, we move to the policies according to the payment of claim or the policy amount. The claim amount of the insurance policies can be paid as per the wish of the insured, that is either in lump sum or in installment. So this advantage makes the purpose of the insurance policy fulfilled for the insured. Generally, the sum assured is paid in lump sum. However, the payment in installment is more suitable for getting benefits in the old age. Periodic payment will take care of the living expenses. In case of payment by installments, the insurer has to consider the annuity rates as approved by the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority so that a fairness is maintained by the insurance company. And finally, we move to the most modern type of insurance plan, which is the non-conventional policy. When you talk about non-conventional policy, it also takes advantage of traditional plans as well as conventional plans, as well as the modern ways of investments. The conventional, the traditional policies focus more on the attribute protection at early death or living too long also. The non-conventional policies or non-traditional policies are not bound by traditional methods of underwriting marketed to specific category of people who have intentions of making money out of the investments. So both plans are having different objectives. The conventional traditional plans focus more on the attributes of protection at early death or living. The non-conventional policies or non-traditional plans are not bound by traditional methods because they are marketed to a specific category of people who won't have returns on their policy. Lots of innovation and creativity is injected to design and market non-conventional policies. For example, newer plans may not insist on medical exams, may take higher risk, may provide graded benefits and guarantees. So innovations brings in attraction, and this attraction is specifically for actually making use that to convince this special category of people if there is something new for them in this type of non-conventional plans which may not be found in the traditional plans. So these innovations can be in the form of newer plans may not insist on medical exams, newer plans may take higher risk, newer plans may provide graded benefits as well as guarantees, which is not likely in case of traditional plans. Thank you.